With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host, and we're very much enjoying the remarks by David Daoud, sensible fix to the War of the North, the potential of the War of the North, Hezbollah attacking Israel. Hezbollah is a direct surrogate of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and that is a fundamental fact. So when I read a headline in the Times of Israel saying Iran liable to join fight if Israel takes on Hezbollah, that is ironic, but nevertheless, I go to the report from the U.S. side. The top U.S. military officer warned, this is chairman of the United States Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Charles Brown, warned that any Israeli military offensive into Lebanon would risk an Iranian response in defense of the powerful Hezbollah terror group, and that U.S. forces would be challenged to bolster Israel's air defense umbrella, pointing to the episode where Iran sent a barrage over Israel and most everything was intercepted. David, at this point, I bypass the irony, liable to get involved. It's deeply involved. What is Hezbollah need from Iran that they're not now using? What would the difference be? Thank you, David.
We could see a whole array of weapons used by the Iranians that we haven't seen so far, including what I think it was on April 13th, but the Iranians didn't deploy them. Something similar we could also see is what we saw in Syria, that it's not just Hezbollah that's going to fight. I mean, you made an excellent point that Iran has been part of this war from the outset, even if specific battalions have not, you know, been activated. That's like saying the U.S. Marines are invading Tripoli, but the United States will later get into the war. Iran has been involved in the war by Hezbollah firing rockets. But what we could see is militias, right? These allied militias, this broader resistance axis, Fatimiyun, Zainabiyun, Iraqis, moving into South Lebanon, moving into Syria on the Israeli, near the Israeli border to back up Hezbollah, to fight the Israelis. Again, the same collection that we saw enter Syria to save Bashar al-Assad. I think for Iran, the potential loss or considerable damage to Hezbollah would set its regional project back considerably. So we could see them activating that emergency measure of bringing their entire array of forces to save their star proxy.
Bill, you have a question.
David, there's been reports that weapons shipments from the United States have been reduced by over 50% over the last several months. How does this impact Israel's ability to target Hezbollah over the long term? And does the Biden administration actions by withholding weapons, does this embolden Iran and its axis of resistance?
So, I mean, there are contradictory statements coming from the Israelis and the United States. The United States is saying, we're not withholding weapons shipments. We've just stopped fast-tracking them. I think this is all semantics, though. At the end of the day, what that means is that today, the Israelis don't necessarily have the weapons they need to prosecute Rafah and take on Hezbollah if necessary. Yes, it does embolden the resistance axis. What we've seen actually is a pattern from October 8th when Hezbollah entered the war until today, where in the wake of every sign of American displeasure with Israel, Hezbollah has felt itself emboldened to tick up the attacks, tick up the lethality of its attacks, the frequency, the range. We saw this particularly after reports came out in early May that the Biden administration had halted weapons shipments to the Israelis. Suddenly, you saw 4 Israelis killed in 1 week by Hezbollah. Out of a total of 24 at that time over 8 months, this was an uptick in lethality. And they were using directed weapons, loitering munitions. So this wasn't that they were killed. These Israelis were killed by happenstance. They were killed intentionally. The only thing that we can think that emboldened Hezbollah is this overt American pressure, this public American pressure on Israel. Because from Hezbollah's perspective, if the United States is withholding, is pulling Israel back, then Israel's freedom of action to act in Lebanon against Hezbollah is limited. This means that Hezbollah can act further and act more and expect that the Israelis will have to be restrained.
David, quickly, the Navy is reporting that the Eisenhower will move into the Eastern Med for at least a couple of weeks. And then when it leaves the area, the Roosevelt will be stationed in the Red Sea. Has this been continual for 8 months that the U.S. Navy has had this amount of firepower close to the region? Or is this an additional concern that the Hezbollah war could be close? We have about a minute.
I think, look, there have been different times where U.S. Navy craft have been off the shores of Lebanon. The Eisenhower was pulled back, and I'm forgetting which aircraft carrier was actually deployed south to Yemen. It could be a signal. It could also be a signal to the Israelis. From my perspective, I think, you know, the United States needs to back Israel by giving them weapons shipments, diplomatic support, and let the Israelis do the job by themselves. I don't think it helps Israel if it is perceived in the region as needing American military intervention to save it, as it were, from a group like Hezbollah. The perception needs to be kind of what the IDF military doctrine has been since 1948, that Israel defends itself by itself.
And right now we have no reason to believe the war is imminent, but all the signs point to a buildup of logistics. Let's leave it at that. David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Bill Rajo, the Long War Journal, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, both senior fellows. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.